Hello, friends. Do you have any friends who don't yet know the Lord? Might building relationships with the lost be step one in our efforts to share the gospel with people who have not yet heard it? Welcome to another episode of the Effective Church Leaders Podcast. With this episode, we are beginning a new series on individual outreach. This episode is about the need to build relationships with people who don't know Jesus.
That's right. In our last series, we focused on what churches can do to increase their community outreach. And in this new series, we want to focus on what individuals can do. And I guess we should state up front that we believe the scriptures place this responsibility on every follower of Jesus, the responsibility to go and make disciples.
Yes. Matthew 28:19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations is not just the marching orders Jesus gave his church, but it's a commission given to every disciple of Christ. Mm-hmm. Every disciple should be trying to make disciples, and this is our Lord's charge to each one of us. Why don't we begin, honey, by informing our listening audience that we are using Dave and John Ferguson's 2021 book, Bless, 5 Everyday Ways to Love Your Neighbor and Change the World.
What a great title.
Yeah. And for us, this book is going to serve as sort of an outline for this series. That book introduces 5 steps that each one of us can take to reach out to our unbelieving friends and neighbors.
It's such a great book. I think it's so concise and just so practical and helpful. So, hon, where do we want to begin today?
Well, I think the place to begin is with the notion that we really do need to build relationships with people who don't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because it may be true of many of us that we don't have close friendships with people in the world, people who don't know the Lord. And this may be especially true if we have been in the church for very long.
Right, or if we are in ministry. Because, I mean, think about it. Most all of the people we interact with or are friends with, if we're part of a church and have been followers of Jesus very long, well, most all of them are Christians, right? And I guess, well, I mean, it's only natural. We tend to be close to and friends with people who are like us. It's comfortable, after all, to be close friends with people with whom we just have so much in common, especially with people with whom we share a love of Jesus. That's just kind of a natural thing.
Kind of a natural thing.
Yeah,
yes.
It just is going to happen.
And, you know, I think this begs the question, how do we expect to influence people with whom we have no relationship?
Right.
Why don't we start here? Let's ask our listeners this question. Who influenced you to become a follower of Jesus? Maybe it was a parent or some other family member. Maybe it was a friend, a coach, or a work colleague. The point is that very likely the person or persons who led us to the Lord already had a personal relationship with us.
I think we could ask our listeners, how many of you came to know the Lord via a friend or family member? And I think that number would be very high. In fact, I read a study that said fully 90% of people who come to know the Lord are led to Christ by a friend or family member. And, you know, for both of us, honey, that was our parents.
That's right.
And so I think that 90% number, that's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the point of all of this. We just cannot expect people to listen to or believe our message if we don't have some kind of relationship with them. Oh, I know some may have been led to Christ when a stranger knocked on their door and offered them a Bible study that led to their conversion. But I imagine that doorway to conversion is probably not as common as coming to know the Lord through someone that one already knows.
Yes, and someone they already trust. I don't think we can expect people to listen to or believe our message if they don't trust us and if they don't know that we love and care about them. You know, these words remind me of what Scripture says and is the second greatest command. And I know you know what that is. That's to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And certainly sharing the gospel with others is all about loving our neighbors.
Yes. And we need to love our neighbors with more than words. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Trying to love them with just our words doesn't work very well.
Nope, it's too thin.
Yeah, and that reminds me of a quote that is attributed to Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words.
I love that. I love that quote. So let's say that the first step to reaching others is to develop relationships. Friendships, I think, is a better word, with people who don't know the Lord. How might we do that? How might we develop friendships with people who need Jesus? That's what we want to talk about in this series. So we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves today. However, why don't we start with a Barna group study that I was reading about lately? Our goal is to love someone enough to eventually share the gospel and our faith with him or her. So you will find this study very interesting. The Barna group asked our friends and neighbors what they value in a person with whom they would talk about spiritual matters. You know, what are they going to look for in a person that they would feel good enough to talk with about spiritual matters? And here are the top three qualities in order. And I got to tell you, listeners, I wouldn't have predicted all three of these.
Yeah.
Hun, what's the first one?
Yeah, here's the first one. Listen without judgment.
Mm-hmm. I would have guessed that one.
Now, listening is one of the purest acts of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what our neighbors want is for someone to just lean in and listen.
Mm-hmm.
They desire to have another person absorb their questions and their stories, not so you can come to a verdict, not so you can make a judgment, but so that they can process their feelings and experiences in relationship.
Mm-hmm. And the second quality outsiders value in those with whom they would talk about spiritual matters is this: to allow them to draw their own conclusions. Our friends and our neighbors are looking for someone who will not force a conclusion on them, but will trust them to have their own spiritual journey. They're not looking for someone to cram something down their throats, but to listen and to give them space to be on their own spiritual journey.
Yeah, I think this is really big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how we need to share the gospel with others and then let them draw their own conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the third quality that unbelievers say they value. It is confidence in sharing your own perspective.
This is so fascinating. Yeah.
Now, isn't this interesting?
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to draw their own conclusions, but they want to talk with someone who is confident about what he or she believes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what this means is that our friends are willing to hear our stories and our experiences, but they want to know what is real, what is genuine, and that we are coming from a place of confident conviction.
I agree. I wouldn't have guessed that one, but I agree 100%. I think what all of this sounds like, if I might review a bit, is that the person described by the results of the Barna study, that person sounds like, well, a friend, one who will listen, who allows others to draw their own conclusions, and they have convictions that they feel really strongly about.
Yeah, that just sounds like a friend, doesn't it?
But that, will they hold those convictions with respect?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we say that people who don't know Jesus, but who may be open to learning more about him, are looking for us to be friends?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are looking for a friend.
Well, isn't that, you know, what Jesus was called? He was called a friend of sinners.
Okay.
Well, we need to commit ourselves to being friends with the lost. And by the way, we need to be genuine friends with those that don't know Jesus. And what we mean by this is we must love people whether or not they accept our message. You know, we're not just developing a relationship with an unbeliever in order to share our faith with him or her, only to drop him or her if and when they decide not to follow Jesus. In other words, they're not a project. They are
right.
A friend.
Right, not a project. We are not encouraging people to use a friendship to manipulate someone into becoming a Christian. Our love needs to be genuine, as you say, and not conditioned on someone's acceptance of the gospel.
You know, that's probably a thought or a conversation for another day. It's so important. But can't we conclude this episode, honey, by saying this? We Christians need to commit ourselves to getting out of the church building, getting out of our comfort zones, and building friendships with those that don't know Jesus. We just got to get out of our comfort zones.
Yeah, I think that's the takeaway of this podcast, mm-hmm. is that we need to be building relationships with people outside of the church. And why don't we add here, honey, that one thing church leaders might consider is offering a training class on how to build or nurture a friendship. It could very well be that we have been in the church so long that we have had our circle of Christian friends for so long that we have forgotten how to build a relationship with someone, especially someone right. who is not yet a follower of Jesus.
Well, as you know, I could go to town on this one. This is a solid recommendation. In fact, there are classes popping up in community centers now about how to build relationships. Technology has not brought the best out of us in building relationships, I don't think. But we really, in the church, need to have some classes, some pointers on how to build relationships with the lost, with those that don't know Jesus. Well, in the remaining episodes in this series, listeners, we want to discuss more what it would look like for us to build friendships. So we really do hope you will plan to join us for the next 4 or 5 sessions in this series, and we hope you really enjoy these episodes.
Yes, we do. Okay, that's going to do it for this week. Thank you for joining us, church leaders and fellow followers of Jesus. We'll plan to return soon to discuss the first step in the Ferguson Brothers book entitled Bless. And here's a hint. That first step starts with the letter B. The letter B.
It's acronym time.
Until next time, may God bless us all as we commit to building relationships with those who have never heard the sweetest story ever told.